He's the rock that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. He's the rock. He's the rock that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I had a friend. His name is Jesus. He's the rock that I lean on. Everybody sing it. He's the rock that I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. Let the rain fall. Let the wind blow. That I lean on. He's my shelter from every storm. I have a friend. His name is Jesus.
Is he your friend this morning? Say, we're gonna make it. Well, Brother Jesse, we're just about getting ready. Tell somebody they're gonna make it. It's gonna be alright. Tell them alright. Alright. Shout out alright. Alright. Come on, sing alright.
From your eyes, it's gonna be alright. You got wings, you can fly away. Wipe the tears from your eyes, it's gonna be alright. You got wings. you can find.
Just wave your hand. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good? Oh, so good, isn't it?
then I'll just wave my hand. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God been just that good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, if you don't have anything to do this morning but come to church and just wave a hand. Somebody say, I'm just going to wave today. I'll at least get that done. Amen. Just wave my hand. You just keep on waving, believing God. He's been that good to me. I don't know about you. Think about it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Give us a lot of light. Amen. He's been that good, hadn't he? He's just been that good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1? Amen. Anybody ever had those things just so good you just can't tell it? You just want to let them know how bad it was. Amen. Somebody say, this means all the stuff I can't share. Amen. It's a God thing. Amen. Anybody ever went through something that only you knew? Come on. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Joshua chapter 1. Think about it. wave it. Anybody come from a mighty long way? Anybody come from a long way and still going? I mean, you come from a real long way, but yet you're still going. Amen. People might talk about where you are, but they don't know where you came from. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God. What you worried about? You weren't with me. Amen. Somebody say, the Lord was my help. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, it makes me hold up service just a little bit, just to, you know, wave my hand or something. Amen. So say, thank you, Jesus. You know, this makes me relax a little bit and mess up with the program just a little bit because he's been that good. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise the Lord. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 5. How many believe the word of God? Amen. Look at somebody and say, we. Look at them right in their face and you say it with faith and confidence. We are going someplace. I like it, you know. I heard that one song, said taking it to the next level. I would play it for you, but it was kind of hokey, amen. But I like the words. Everybody say, take it to the next level. We can get there. We hold on together. Amen. We believe God. We can get there. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And this is how we get to the next level. Amen. You know what? There are certain people you got to look out because not everybody wants you to go on. Some people really don't care. You know, who cares? Sometimes there are people that, you know, they just don't care. You know, they don't care whether you go ahead or whether you go back. But there are certain people, man, they have problems with you going forward. Amen. You ever met people like that? I mean, they will aggress. I mean, they will move to keep you back. Anybody been there? Amen. But you know, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
That's right.
We don't wrestle that. That's just the devil. Amen. Yeah, you don't even deal with it. But what happens when you do? When the devil does decide to use people to push you back, when you know God wants you to go forward? Now, y'all looking at me like I'm the only one on planet Earth today that you've never experienced that. You know, you found out God wanted you to take a step up in an area and everybody was just clapping for you. You know, here, let me loan you the money. I'll drive you. Ooh, you know you can do it. Amen. Come on. Anybody got anybody like that today or am I going to be in church by myself? So I said, you're going to have to withstand and hold on. I mean, you're going to get a report. Listen, you're going to get a report from God. You're going to get a good word from God. He's going to plant a seed in your heart about telling you to go on. And immediately the devil's going to come and try to steal that word from you.
Amen.
He's not going to show up in horns and a red cape. No. You know why? Because you might know who he is. No, you'll catch him. Yeah, he'll look like your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin. Amen. Might not preach on the radio. Some say glory to God. You got to hold on to a word if you're going to go someplace. Some say, thank you, Jesus. It says this, there shall not any man be able. Somebody say, able. Say, able. Some say, glory. Now, there are certain people that will tell you, you're not able to overcome. You're not able to get out of the ditch. You're not able to get out of the rut. You're not able to be what you want to be. You're not able to follow your dreams, your desires. Come on. You're not able to be happy. Come on, settle in just like the rest of us. You know, you what are you trying to hunt for? Look, who do you think you are? Anybody ever tell you you're not able? Amen. Do you know God said that you should be blessed exceedingly and abundantly, amen, with more than enough? And you hear us saying that? I'm not just talking about enough to pay your bills. I'm talking about filthy loaded, amen?
Amen.
Filthy loaded, amen? I mean, more than enough to be a blessing into every good work, and you can see that thing manifest. You don't have to get a new job to see it happen. Amen. You just got to believe the word of God and stand just for a little bit and watch what he does.
Amen.
Well, there are certain people say, you're not able to do that. You probably don't have the right kind of education. You didn't have the right background. Look, you didn't have the same advantages that they had when you were a child. When you were a child, you were just trying to survive. You ought to be happy just the way you are. You know, You know what kind of person. Yeah, come on. You ought to be satisfied just to be where you are and glad you made it this far and settle in. That good life's not for you. It's for somebody else. Mommy and Daddy were there, and they were good. You know, well, maybe Mommy and Daddy weren't there, both of them. Maybe one of them was drunk. Amen. Maybe they were negative. Maybe instead of them supporting you and patting you on the back and telling you everything's going to be all right, maybe you heard arguments and fussing and fighting and carrying on. And the world will tell you, just because you've had that kind of upbringing, that's as far as you go. You know, if you're not fussing and drunk, you'd have made it far enough. That's good enough for you. At least you're not drunk. You're still broke, but you're not drunk. Somebody say amen. You know, your man's living in your house. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not by yourself. That's far enough. No, God wants you to go all the way. So I'm being real today because of what, amen. Some say, there shall not be. Somebody say, glory to God. You got a promise from God. I don't care if she sits by the desk beside you. Amen. I don't care if her name is on a department door as department head. Somebody say, there shall not be. I don't care who they are, who they think they are, or who they trying to be. Somebody say, amen. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee. So say, stand before you. Not when you get strong. See, there are people who are standing, you know, you think, when I get strong, nobody's going to be able to come against me when I get strong. Some say, all the days. That means the days when you're depressed, they won't be able to stand for you. Amen. The days when you don't have it all together, they're still not going to be able to stand against you. Somebody think, well, as soon as I get strong, I'm going to be able to get people out of the way and be able to take up for myself. And somebody say, even when you don't have it all together, they still won't be able to stand against you. See, the devil's a trip. You know, he comes at you at your weakest point. When you're at your lowest, that's when he really comes in. That's when he brings in the big army. Somebody say, amen. But even when you're messed up and your confession is not together, and when you don't even know it together, even in those times, they still, because of God's grace, his anointing, and his power, they will not be able to stand against you. Amen. Even though it may seem they have an advantage. Some say, not able to stand against you all the days of your life. Amen. He said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Some say, God. Say, God. Don't worry about other people, amen, that don't want to be with you. Amen. How many of you had to make up your mind with you? Now, I'm not upset. We still with our friends, amen. Don't think we're going down some tangent, amen. Some say, God. See, if you want to go with God, you got to make up your mind. That's the only one you want to be with, amen. If they want to hang with God, amen. If they want to hang with God, they can hang with you, amen. But you got to go with God. And when you go with God, you got to go with what you got on the inside of your heart. And if God spoke promises to you, if they don't want to go with the promise of God with you, come on, they're not going with God for you.
Amen.
So say, go with God.
Go with God.
If God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
So say, who? Everybody say, who?
Who?
You know, well, we didn't lost this one. We didn't lost that one. Well, we still got God. We can make it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
You can make it. You can make it. You can handle it, amen. As long as God is on your side, amen, you're going to make it all the way. I will be with thee, somebody say, and I will not. Somebody say, I will not. I like that word, will not, because that means he doesn't want to. Everybody see, there are people that have different wills. Everybody say, wills. There are certain people that will to do you harm. Certain people will to do you good. Amen. That means they're just thinking. You know, you ever just seen people, you got to watch them because you don't know which way they're going to come from because you don't know what their desire may be. You know, you got to, you know, you check something. What'd you say? Because you don't know what might be on the inside. You don't know if your best interest is at heart when you're dealing with certain individuals. Amen. But God is so good, he lets you know what his will is. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That means everything that God does and everything he's got going on, you know what, there's a, somebody say, little motives behind the scene, amen. Let me say ulterior motives. You ever heard that? God's got ulterior motives. Someone say, he said, I will not. That means he doesn't ever want to let you down. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, God is not willing to let you fail. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that a good word? He said, I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. If God's not going to forsake you, you'll never fail. Somebody say, hallelujah. you'll never fail. Some say, I'm going to pass this test. Now, you might be in that room taking that test for a long time, amen, but you're going to pass it. That's right. He won't let you fail. He's not going to let you test out. He's not going to let you skip it. He's not going to let you skip it. You haven't failed. Let me tell you something. Anything you're going through in your life, you haven't failed. You might be still taking a test, but he's not going to let you fail. Some of y'all, everybody else out in the playground, you still there sitting at the desk, amen, but you're not going to fail. Somebody say, hallelujah, you got one of them crazy teachers, amen. I'm not telling you, God's crazy, amen, but he's going to sit right there and to make sure you pass. He said, well, maybe we need to do another little project to help you learn it. Amen. Somebody say amen. You know, he might teach you another project. You got to go around the corner again and learn something. Maybe he got to show you another video. You ever been in school when they showed you the video over again? You know, yeah. Maybe you need another homework assignment. Amen. So you can do what? Pass. Somebody say, I might be taking another project. Might be staying after school. But I'm not failing. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. That should be good news to somebody.
Amen.
You can take as long as you want, but God's promised you there is nothing in your life. So I just don't want to let God down. I don't want to fail. Don't you forget it, brother. He don't want you to fail either. His will is going to succeed.
Amen.
You got to have more faith in God than you got in yourself.
Amen.
Somebody say, God wants me to make it. You ever seen people that, you know, they couldn't care less, but somebody else behind the scenes, you ain't going to be broke. You're going to be somebody. You know, your kids, if they had their way, you know, they would just be eating cake and never go to school. But you have a will for them that you want to see them educated. We hope. Amen. Get them dressed and get them out there. You're going to want the best for them. Amen. Before they know what's good for them. You know, you know what's best for them even when they're not able to know themselves. But so does God. Somebody say hallelujah. You got a God that's not willing to let you fail. And I'm here to let you know you are not a failure. You are a winner. Amen.
Amen.
Some say, I'm a pass. Because it's God's will. His will. He says, listen, I got a plan for you. And a hope. Give you an expected end. Amen. He doesn't want to see you harmed or hurt. Somebody say, glory to God. What's the will of God for you? To bless me? Amen. You can learn about, see, that's how you can find God in everything. Does it confirm with the word? Amen. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So say, be strong. All you got to do when you're going through the test. Well, I like it. We had good church on Friday night. We were talking about tests. Amen. But I know how to take tests. I'm a professional test taker. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I know how to pass tests. Amen. And sometimes you can't even take until you study. Amen. You can't take a test till you study. Say, be strong. Some say, only. Be strong. Somebody say, and of good courage. That's how you make it. You can't be weak and worried and doubting and confused and second guessing. Some say, I'm strong in what he said. And I'm courageous. I'm not going to back down if they got 22 dogs and a couple, you know, and a bazooka. Say, I've got the courage of God. And I won't fear any test because I know that God is on my side and I'm going to pass. How many want to see God bring to pass what he said? It might take a while, amen. It might take a while. It might take a while, amen. But in you know, through the duration of time, you've got to learn how to be strong. How do you get strength? How many of you waiting to see God do some things around here? I'm seeing it, amen. But you know what? Whoop-de-doo. I don't give a rip. It's in God's time. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm enjoying myself. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying every day because you know what? Tomorrow will have its problems, amen. Hallelujah. God's not thinking about, you know what? We're not even supposed to think that way. God's not even dealing with you on tomorrow. He's dealing with you today. Amen. Look at somebody and say,
tomorrow
is none of your business. What's going to happen tomorrow? It's none of your business. What do you got today? There's so many people so concerned about tomorrow and what you should be tomorrow and all this other stuff that they forget what they got right in front of their face today. Some say, today is the day of salvation. So only be strong. Some say, only be strong. And and of good courage. I like that. Somebody say the joy. Say the joy of the Lord is your strength. Say it again. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, if you're going to pass the test, you got to have strength and courage. So you got to watch out what's going to cause you to make to take a retest, because you're not going to fail. Somebody say, thank God. See, the devil will get to you and say, oh, you failed. You blown it. Oh, shut up. That's the devil. In God, you can't fail. In God, you can't fail. Even if you die, he'll get you back up again.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is on your side. Amen. You can win. Somebody say, get up and keep going again. I like that song. We should have played that. Maybe we'll play that one tonight. Somebody say, get back up again. Get back up again. Somebody say, we fall down and get back up. We fall down and get back up. So say the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get back up. Everybody got mad about it. Amen. But it's still true.
Amen.
Somebody say, no, we don't. No, we don't. Amen. Well, you must have fallen and never got up. Amen. And the people that don't think they fall and get back down again, they don't realize they're still on the ground. Amen. But when you get back up, you know. Somebody say hallelujah. He gives you grace and power and mercy. Amen. You got to learn to be real with God. Amen. And not boast in yourself, but boast in the Lord. Amen. I like David, don't you? Amen. He was a trip.
He kept falling all the time.
Didn't he, girl? He kept going on. He kept going on. You know what? Some of it, we would have put him out and disbarred him.
Amen.
I mean, we would have disbarred him a long time ago for the crazy stuff he did, wouldn't we? But he knew God. Amen. So say, only be strong. Now, if you want to pass, you can stay in a test as long as you want to. But if you want to pass, you got to learn never allow anything or anybody to take away, some say, joy. Some say, joy.
Joy.
Some say, joy.
Joy.
See, that's just somebody wants you to take a test again. Amen. Somebody, I want a recess. I mean, you know, in between the tests, you get a recess. You get to play on the playground. Amen. Some of y'all probably don't know what that is because y'all had detention. Amen. But the good ones get, amen, they get a little recess. But you know what? If you're going to pass the test, you have got to find joy today.
Amen.
Some say, find it today so you can get some strength. Don't let nobody minister something that's not going to bring you joy. Amen. Either they tell you off or don't bring you joy, it ain't God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say count it all joy. Because that's how you're going to pass. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You can't laugh about it. It didn't come from God. Amen. I mean, you see, there's certain people. Now, I can tell you off and you'd be told off real good. Amen. But we'd be laughing by the end of it. Amen. Say joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody just laugh just for a little bit. Come on, just laugh just a little bit. Isn't that good? You just say, just laugh about it. Watch yourself. That's good. I like that. That's real easy. And they expect us to get real spiritual. You know, they find the things that are literal in the Bible, if they agree with those are the things they want to make real clear. But when we get to stuff they don't agree with, you know, joy is some deep thing. Joy is just joy, people.
Amen.
Joy is just joy. Period, point blank. You don't need some big thesis with that. Amen. Joy is simply joy. I got it way down on the inside. This joy I got, the world didn't give it to me. You know, looking like somebody that ran over their dog. Amen. Some of them look so bad, look like they ran over their own dog. Amen. But be strong and of good courage. Somebody said, that thou may observest. Okay, listen. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Then he says it again, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe. Some say that you may observe. This is the good piece here, people, because the devil wants to get you distracted. Get you on everybody else's plan, everybody else's idea, but you got to find out what God's plan is for your life. And you got to hear that from God's mouth yourself. And once you know what it is, don't you let anything put you to the side of it. Amen. You hold on to it. Amen. that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not. Some say don't turn. Some say don't turn. When you make up in your mind to do something, don't you turn around if you knew that it was God's will. Some say faithful. You got to be faithful to what God said. See, things don't get rough when people go out to start businesses and do stuff. You know, it starts out, they get all excited. Amen. Then along the way, no customers come. Amen. You can get discouraged. So say, don't turn. You will turn. That means repent. Repent means to turn around. Many of you repented from the plan of God for your life. And don't you dare turn when difficult time comes. You hold on to it. You stand strong. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm so glad Jesus didn't repent. Amen. There were times that, you know what, he was dealing with us crazy food, and he even said it. It makes me almost repent that I wanted to do that or turn around even making them. But he didn't wipe us out. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. He just knew that later on Jesus was coming. And then when Jesus would come, he'd make everything together. Amen. So when you're tempted to turn around, hold on just a little while longer. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, this is good this morning. Amen. Turn not from it to the right. Somebody say to the right. They know a whole bunch of people over on the right saying, come on over here, this is the way to go. Everybody's over here. Come on over here, just to alter yourself just a little bit. Don't you go to the right. Amen. Or to the left. You got to learn to keep yourself focused on the light of God. Amen. And don't go from, don't, you know, somebody say, don't, you just say, somebody say focus. When you focus on something, that's where you're going. You got to keep your eye on the prize. Amen. You got to keep your eye on the prize and somebody say, forget all the distractions. See, you'll go, if you just, somebody say, you listen, but don't look. You're going to hear a lot of crud along the way. Somebody say hallelujah. God's doing something in us, people. Y'all going to be with us. Y'all going to be with us. He's giving me some wild stuff, people. I know it's God. I can let you in on some of the stuff. It scares me. How many of you pray? God's about to get real real. Amen? Amen. He's already real, but he's going to make it real clear. He's about to come. He's going to make it real clear. And that, y'all, we're going to need a lot of help to preach what he's given us to preach. Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of support.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah, because God's doing something. Amen?
Amen.
And it's marvelous in our eyes. A little bit clearer than we need it to be. So y'all have to pray for me. Somebody say pray for him. That I won't slack from what God said. Amen?
Amen.
Turn not to the left nor to the right, that thou mayest observe prosper wheresoever you go. Some say, don't get off in any extreme. I believe that this left and this right, you know, it means distraction. But you know what? You're going to have that when you believe in God. You know, it sounds like today, even we're not supposed to be political. I'm going to tell you something, amen. There's a bunch of stuff going on in this world today, even in the church. And you can be, you got all these left, these strong left-wing people, amen, that are going to get you off in a ditch in such liberality, you're going to be in trouble. Amen. You can do whatever you feel like doing. Some say, don't go that way. Then you got the other nuts on the other side, so far right. Amen. They're just as whacked as you can ever believe to.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better find God in the middle of all of it. Amen. And keep on rolling.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the way we are, and we're going to be very vocal about it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to get off on everybody just because everybody's on that. I'm not going to get off on that mess. I'm going to stick with Jesus. Amen. And stay focused. And I got a word for him too, amen? I'm about to give it, amen? Woo, thank you, Jesus. Y'all aren't going to get mad at me if I tell you, amen? I was concerned about some things. Now, we got to stay strong, people. I was concerned. God's given us the message for the time. And it needs to be spoken, amen? And people need to hear it. And I was saying, well, Lord, I just don't understand. We just feel so alienated out here and all this other stuff. We're not so extreme in any way. But, you know, we want to be with the body. You know, it seems like everybody's going off on one side. We want to be synced up. I said, but we want to be with the Word. He said, you are with the Word. You are with the Word. I said, but, Lord, it just seems so, we just, you know, going through all this stuff. And you know what the Holy Ghost told me? I was with the Starbucks this morning. And if he told me, I can tell you, because that's our victory. And you judge it yourself. And it was kind of hard, but I liked it. Amen. It was really kind of hard. And I thought, well, man, ain't nobody talking like that today. And he said, well, read the Bible. You'll find out. said, look at Paul. He said, all these things I count but what? Dung. That's very crude, isn't it? Paul said that. You look through the Bible. He said, as a dog returns to, another prophet said, listen, as a dog returns to his vomit. Isn't that kind of vulgar? Isn't it kind of strong? Sometimes God uses strong words. But there are a lot of people with a lot of words, amen, that get you real confused. And every once in a while, see, God doesn't have to use a bunch of words, amen, to get his message across. He'll just say one sentence to straight stuff out. Amen? Amen? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And I got a visual picture, and I'm going to tell you where we're at. Amen. I might get a bumper sticker. Y'all going to have to hold it, and I'll explain it. Amen. Might get a bumper sticker. I said, Lord, you got so many people claiming to be this and claiming to be that, but we're missing so many things. He said they got the Bible. Amen. I'm going to close it at this, but I want you to hear, and this might help you. It's helping me, but we're ready. Some say go over to the promised land and hold on to what God said. Amen. But he's going to clean some stuff up. God's tired of people claiming stuff. God's tired of people claiming stuff and getting on a bunch of tangents and missing it, turning to Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes and all this other stuff. You know, because I heard something, and one of the things that, well, we just need to be, everybody, you ever heard, we just need to be good Christians, like there's any such thing as a bad Christian. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm teaching tonight because y'all, I'm teaching this morning because we need it. Amen. We got to get biblically sound. Nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. Amen. There are people are going to come in this thing at different levels and different graces. Amen. As long as you got Jesus, you got a good Christian. Amen. Amen. There's no such thing as a good Christian and a bad Christian. Amen. Because being a Christian ain't nothing but having Jesus on the inside. And Jesus is always good. Amen. Well, you got a good Jesus or a bad Jesus? Are you a good anointing or a bad anointing? I never knew there was a bad anointing. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. It's not about what you are. Amen. It's not what you got in your head. It's all about Jesus, and he'll get you to where you want to be.
Amen.
We need to stop taking God from people and start giving them to them.
Amen.
God's not running from people. He's running to them. And if you're hearing any message that looks like, you know, God's running from you, you know, that's not him. He's close. He's near. Somebody say hallelujah. We got to find out where Jesus is going. Are you going to go to a bunch of temple where the people think they're already together? That's not where he's going to be. He's going to be in the trenches. Amen?
Amen.
When the people think they're far off, he's going to be in, you know, Levi's house. Amen. The tax collector's house. He's going to be talking to that old crazy woman with all them men at the well. Amen?
Amen.
While everybody else is talking about him. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If God be for you, somebody say, God be for you. And you got to know that God is for you. Can't nobody tell you that God is for you. You got to know yourself. See, we waiting for everybody else to tell us. Well, God is with you. Well, who cares what you think? Amen. I got to know myself. Amen. Didn't nobody have to go up to the apostles and the disciples and the apostles when they were walking with Jesus? Don't you know Jesus is with you? Be encouraged. Jesus is with you. That's Jesus right there. Amen. You should know yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't need nobody to come up to you. Oh, you a Christian. You so saved. You a Christian. You should know yourself. When you go to heaven, you're not going to say, well, what did you do and who are you? I'm a Christian because Gloria told me. All my neighbors said, you were the best Christian. They all said it. Amen. They all said it. You better know yourself. You better know that Jesus said it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And you better have, I tell you what, this is where the line. See, God's about to separate the sheep from the goats.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? The sheep have God on the inside of their heart. And it's manifested in the way they live. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's manifested in the way they live. And I want you to know the difference. Amen. Amen. There are a bunch of people. Somebody say, anal retentive. Everybody say, anal retentive. And get this picture. This is what God told me. And so I just want you to know I'm going in the direction right now. And I'm going to be in there strong. They carry the word of God. Amen. Instead of putting the word of God in their heart and living it out of their life. Amen. They're carrying. Can I share it with you before we go? I know. I'm having difficulty with it. Amen. Because it's hard for me to go on that level. Because I've been in trouble before. Amen. Amen. But I got to give you what God gave me. Amen. I'm going to give it to my other preacher friends too. Amen. But you know what? They carry the Bible in the crack of their rear end so tight. Amen? And they never put it in their heart. And God's getting tired of that stuff. Because every time they try to give people the Word of God, it stinks. God said, I don't want you to carry it like that. I want you to put it in your heart and live it. But there are a whole lot of people walking around trying to be this and trying to be that and trying to represent Jesus with the Bible. So, amen. And wonder why nobody wants Jesus. Amen. I know God. Where did he get that? That's what the Father told me. He said, don't worry about it. Amen. They got it in their rear instead of their heart. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what? And that's what people understand. God says, you know, be all things to all people. Amen? Amen. And we're going up there with a bunch of these and thous and all this other stuff in today and wondering why nobody understands. Amen? Amen. Somebody need to get out there and say they need to pull the Word out of their rear end and put it in their heart.
Amen. Praise
God. And I'm bold enough to say it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many of you ready to live that way? You're going to live that way if you're around here. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to live that way if you're around here. Amen?
Amen.
Not going to be able to see religion gets up your rear. Amen? God gets in your heart. You can tell people when they got something wrong with them. Glory to God. Somebody say revival.
Revival.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I got God in my heart. So you can tell the difference between people who got God in their heart and said something stuck up to the wrong place. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. That's freedom. God. Someone say, thank God.
Thank God.
How many of you know that will set some people free? I know y'all sitting up here shocked because you ain't used to hearing stuff like that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what? You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. And that's the problem. When you get stuff stuck up your rear end, you real bound.
Amen.
When people are constipated, they get real bound. Amen.
Amen.
Someone say, revival.
Revival.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it's in my heart. Say it,
it's in my heart.
It's in my heart. How many know people you need to tell that to? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Say it's in my heart. I mean, people are always, amen. Come on, somebody say, get off my back. Always, so that's why you say certain people get to be a pain. Amen. In certain areas. Amen. You know what? Because they're trying to stick. Amen. In your rear, and you better be careful.
Amen.
God's going to deal with your heart. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. My. That is too graphic. But that's God, people. And you look up your own Bible and you find it. Amen. And you say, why would he say that in church today? You get your Bible up and do a study on rear. Amen. Entrails and all that stuff, and you'll find it there all the time. Some say, Jesus is the same today and evermore. Amen. He's tired of playing the games. He's just going to get real. He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming. He's tired of people being hurt, discouraged, lost, and confused. Amen. And not coming to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say that's joy.
That's joy.
Unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
We're going to have church, people. I'm done. Hallelujah. I gave you everything you gave me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I tell you what, you tell some people that, amen, that won't come to church, you tell them that, watch them show up. Who said that? Where? Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
And you'll find some old religious people that are stuck, don't have any joy, been going to church for years and years, don't have any victory, still broke, still mad. Amen. Still judging you, still carrying you. You know what you need to tell them? You need to set them free. You need to pull it out of your rear and put it in your heart.
Amen.
My preacher told me to tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Stand up right where you are. Oh, glory to God. That CD will be available. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I can't believe that. Amen.
Amen.
He chooses all kinds. Amen. He chooses all kinds and gives all kinds. That's why he said he has to find crazy people that'll do anything, that'll, you know, because, you know, he's looking for people like that. That's why God didn't choose somebody. Well, ooh, I'll get in trouble. Amen. No, I'm just going to say whatever he says to say and do whatever he tells me to do. Amen. Because you say everything they want to hear, and you're going to be in trouble. Amen.
You bet.
So we just going to be real. And whatever he gives me, amen, I'll give to you. Amen. And it better line up with the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That you can interpret that, or you can preach it in some other way, but that's just the way he gave it to me to preach. And I guarantee you, you'll remember it. Amen.
Amen.
So say, thank God,
thank God
I have it in my heart.
I have it in my heart.
And I thank God,
thank God
that his spirit will be manifest,
manifest
in this age and setting the captives free. And he that is free is free indeed. No longer bound to any form of captivity. If he sets you free from sexual perversions, addictions, and drugs, and all this other stuff, he's not going to addict you to religion. Amen. He's going to keep you free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. He's not going to bind you. I'm not going to bind you. Amen. Thank God he's in your heart and that you love him.
Amen.
And you can flow in that way. We get to sow seed today. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. If you need an offering envelope, Jesse had great faith and gave us a bunch of envelopes. Amen. What does your seed do? Your seed keeps you blessed. You're going to have to get all the CDs or teachings on giving that you possibly can. You listen to them all, you'll be a giver in a year. If you listen to them all, you'll be a giver. Amen. And when you turn to be a giver, your seed will be planted and it will show up in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And you just start to speak things and see those things manifest. Amen. And you know what? It flows down. I just think about shoes and they show up. Somebody says, that's crazy. I said, I got somebody that just beats me to it. Amen. Somebody brought me a pair of black shoes. Amen. I don't care where they came from. I just know they came. Amen. You know, and say, you know what? When God does stuff, he'll save you time. You don't have to go to the store. Amen. They show up at the desk. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I had a blue tuxedo show up. Pretty blue tuxedo. I guess I'm going to a function. I don't know. But I said, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
He'll do with that. Amen. He'll do that for you too. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He's good. I appreciate it. Amen. If you need an offer envelope for giving cash, I do have it this morning. Amen. Who's going to pass them out? Nobody needs it. Amen. We'll just walk around the room like somebody needs it. Chris will walk around like a sergeant. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed
by
what I sow.
I'm
a good giver.
And God
is on my side. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, we are on the increase. Look somebody in the face. Only if you've been blessed supernaturally before, financially, as a result of sowing seed, find somebody and tell them it works. Look them in the face.
It works.
Hey, so say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, hold that seed up high. Say,
thank God
for the resources that are coming into the house of God, and the resources that are coming back to me. Right now, I speak to my account. I don't care if you got one or not, you're getting one. And I speak, now somebody said, that's lowballing, Pastor Rod. That's lowballing, Pastor Rod. We got to start, amen? We got somewhere to start, amen? We got somewhere to start. And I speak to every one of your check accounts now. Some of you that are beyond that, amen, will be beyond that, amen. Or indicated, amen, in your offerings, amen. Hallelujah. But I speak to everyone. I claim a total balance, amen. I mean, your lowest balance would be $1,200. I speak that to you. I speak $1,200 in everyone's account, unobligated. Just let it rest there, amen. And whatever you do on top of that, let it happen. I'm believing God, and I visualize that, and I speak that to you right now. I just speak undesignated. I just speak, Lord, keep that balance there in Jesus' name. Don't let it go down into the hundreds. I thank you, Father, that we're no longer praying over being in the red. Hallelujah. Lord, we're getting concerned. We don't see those other digits. Amen. Don't you ever go below. I speak it, Lord, let it come in from the north, south, the east, and the west. I'm not talking about for bills, Father God. I'm just telling for it to be there as a witness, as a witness. As a witness in the name of Jesus. I command your account never to go below $1,200 in Jesus' name. I command it in Jesus' name. And I speak to your wallet. I speak to your wallet. I've done it before and seen it manifest. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. He did it before. He can do it again. I'm praying for you. Is that all right? We got to be practical. We handle finances during the offering time. Amen. I speak to your wallet and your purse. I say, don't you ever get below $100 in cash. Don't you ever get below $100 in cash in that wallet that you're able to give and do what God wants you to do. I've seen it manifest. He can do it. Something should be wrong when you don't see it like that. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say that's just not right. If you got $897 in your account, someone say something just ain't right. Someone say thank you, Jesus. Speak to it. Think about what you got in your account. If you don't have an account, you need to say something definitely ain't right. Amen. Say, I speak it open right now. I don't care if you owe 22 checks. Amen. Whatever it is. God, clean up the account right now. Get it together and get these people blessed so they can get on where you want them to get on with right now in the name of Jesus. We speak raises and bonuses, Father God. Supernatural. Lord, let it come in from the north, south, and east. I command the blessing of God on you in Jesus' name. You're blessed. You're blessed. Say, I'm blessed. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. It's manifesting. Even now. The angels of God are busy trying to bring it about. Thank you. Pray in the Holy Ghost over it. As I pray that, I just see the angels moving. Hallelujah. I just see the angels moving. I see the angels moving. Amen. You'll walk in there. It'll be revelation to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, watch it come. Watch it come. Watch it come. Watch it come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on up and sow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You want to know what I'm praying for you? That's what I'm praying. Hallelujah. You want to know what I'm praying for you? That's what I'm praying. And someone say, well, don't lowball me, Pastor. Next year we'll get on to the tens. Amen. Hallelujah. Next year you can get on to the tens now. Amen. Hallelujah. I claimed it for the church. I said that church account should never be under 10 grand.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Somebody say, thank God. Some say, expect your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a good cup of coffee. Every visitor gets as many free CDs as they want. Amen. Just listen to them and put them where they need to be. I'm going to get some Korean hallelujah food. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For now on, I want you to call each other overcomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like that. I like that outfit. You like this one? Glory. I love that. Girl, I looked at that thing and flipped out.
It was. And the other